Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 21st of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the Father comes every cycle to give you his introduction. You also have to give the Father's accurate introduction to everyone. Question. On hearing which questions from the children is the Father amazed? Answer. Children say, Baba, it is very difficult to give your introduction. How can we give your introduction? The Father is amazed on hearing this question. Since the Father has given you his introduction, you can also give it to others. There is nothing difficult about this. It is very easy. All souls are incorporeal, and so their Father too must surely be incorporeal. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children understand that you are sitting with the unlimited Father. You also know that the unlimited Father comes in this chariot. When you say Bap Dada, you know that it is Shiv Baba sitting in this chariot and giving you his introduction. You children know that he is Baba. Baba gives you directions to remember the spiritual Father so that your sins can be burnt away. This is also called the fire of yoga. You have now recognized the Father. Therefore, how can you ask, how can I give the Father's introduction to others? You have the introduction of the unlimited Father, and so you can surely give it to others. The question of how to give his introduction cannot even arise. Just as you have come to know the Father, in the same way, you can tell them that there is only the one Father of all souls. There is no need to be confused about this. Some say, Baba, it is very difficult to give your introduction. Oh, there is no question of any difficulty in giving the Father's introduction. Even an animal understands with signals that it is the child of so-and-so. You also understand that he is the father of us souls. I, this soul, am now inside this body. Baba has explained that his soul is an immortal image. It is not that he does not have a form. You children have recognized him. This is a very simple matter. There is only the one incorporeal Father of all souls. All souls are brothers, children of the Father. We receive the inheritance from the Father. You also know that there could never be a child in this world who does not know his Father or his creation. He would also know what property his Father has. This is a meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. This is a benevolent gathering. The Father is the benevolent one. He brings a great deal of benefit. By recognizing the Father, you understand that you receive the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. The followers of those sannyasis and gurus do not know about the inheritance of their guru. Hardly any of the followers know what property their guru has. It is now in your intellects. This is Shiv Baba, and he too has property. You children understand that the property of the unlimited Father is that of the kingdom of the world of heaven. This aspect is not in the intellect of anyone except you children. What property does a physical father have? His children would know that. You now say that you belong to the Parlokic Father whilst alive. You also know what you receive from him. Previously, you used to belong to the Shudra clan, and you have now come into the Brahmin clan. You have the knowledge that Baba comes in this body of Brahma. This one is called the Father of Humanity, Prajapita Brahma. Shiva is the Father of all souls. This one, Father of Humanity, is called the Great-Great-Grandfather. You have now become his children. They say of Shiv Baba that he is present everywhere and that he is the knower of all secrets. You have now come to know how he gives this knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of creation. He is the father of all souls. It is wrong to say that he is beyond name and form. His name and form are remembered. The night of Shiva, Shivratri, is also celebrated. It is human beings who have birthdays, whereas the night refers to Shiv Baba. You children understand what is called night. There is total darkness in the night. It is the darkness of ignorance. People still sing, "When the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled." But they do not understand the meaning of that. They don't understand what the sun is or when he rises. The father explains that the sun of knowledge is also called the ocean of knowledge. The unlimited father is the ocean of knowledge. Sannyasis, holy men and gurus, etc., consider themselves to be authorities of the scriptures. All of that is devotion. Many are called scholars because they study the Vedas and scriptures. Therefore, the Father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. This is called a meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. You understand that the Father has entered this chariot. This meeting is called a gathering, mela. When we return home, that too is a gathering. The Father himself sits here and teaches you. He is the Father as well as the teacher. Imbibe this one point very well. Do not forget it. Now the Father is incorporeal. He does not have a body of his own. Therefore, he definitely has to adopt a body. He himself says, "I have to take the support of matter. Otherwise, how could I speak?" It is not possible to speak without a body. Therefore, the Father enters this body. This one is given the name Brahma. When we change from Shudras to Brahmins, our names should also change. You were given names, but look, in spite of that, some are no longer here. This is why there is no rosary of Brahmins. The rosary of devotees and the rosary of Rudra are remembered, but there is no rosary of Brahmins. The rosary of Vishnu has also been remembered. In the subtle region, Vishnu is shown with four arms, two arms of Lakshmi and two arms of Narayan. The Father explains, "I am the laundry man. I make you pure and clean with the power of yoga. Even then you lose your decoration by indulging in vice. the Father comes to make everyone clean. He comes and teaches you souls. Therefore, the one who teaches you definitely has to come here. People call out, "Come and purify us." Clothes become dirty and they are cleaned by being washed. You also used to call out, "O purifier Baba, come and purify us." When souls become pure, they can receive pure bodies. Therefore, the foremost aspect is to give the Father's introduction. You cannot even ask the questions, "How can I give the Father's introduction?" You have come here because the Father has given you his introduction. You have come to the Father. Where is the Father? In this chariot. This is the immortal throne. You souls too are immortal images. All of those are your thrones on which you souls are present. That physical immortal throne in Amritsa is non-living. You understand, I am an immortal image, that is, an incorporeal one, who has no corporeal form. I, this soul, am imperishable. I can never be destroyed. I shed one body and take another. My, this soul's part is eternally fixed. My part began in the same way 5,000 years ago. We came from our home to play our parts from the period beginning with 1.1.1. This is a cycle of 5,000 years. They speak of hundreds of thousands of years. This is why they are not able to think of it having fewer years. Therefore, you children should never ask how you can give the Father's introduction to others. Baba is amazed when you ask such questions. Oh, you now belong to the Father, and so how is it that you are unable to give his introduction? We are all souls, and he is our Baba, the one who grants salvation to all. You now know when he grants everyone salvation. He comes at the confluence of every cycle to grant salvation to all. Those people think that 40,000 years still remain, and they straightaway say that he is beyond name and form. Now, can there be anything beyond name and form? Even pebbles and stones have names. Therefore the Father says, "Sweetest children, you have come to the unlimited Father." The Father also knows that there are many children. You children have to go beyond the limited and the unlimited. He sees all the children and knows that he has come to take them all back. There will be very few in the Golden Age. This knowledge is very clear. It is explained with pictures. This knowledge is absolutely easy, but the pilgrimage of remembrance takes time. You must never forget such a Father. The Father says, "Remember me alone, and you will become pure. I come to purify the impure. You immortal souls are sitting on your individual thrones. Baba has also taken this throne on loan." The Father enters this lucky chariot. Some say that the Supreme Soul does not have a name or form. That is not possible. They call out to him, and also sing his praise, and so he must surely be something. Because of being Tamo Pradhan, they do not understand anything. The Father explains, sweetest children, there cannot be 8.4 million species. The maximum number is 84 births. Everyone has to take rebirth. It is not that anyone can go and merge into the Brahm element or attain eternal liberation. This drama is predestined. There cannot be one soul more or one soul less. It is from this eternal and immortal drama that they create small dramas. Those are perishable. You children are now in the unlimited. You children have received this knowledge of how you have taken 84 births. The Father has now told you this, but previously none of you knew it. Even the rishis and munis used to say, "We do not know." The Father only comes at the confluence age to change this old world. He is once again carrying out the establishment of the new world through Brahma. Those people speak of hundreds of thousands of years, but no one could remember anything that old. No great annihilation ever takes place. The Father teaches you Raja Yoga, and you then claim your kingdom. There is no doubt about this. You children know that the first number, the most loved, is the Father, and then the next most loved is Sri Krishna. You know that Sri Krishna is number one, the first Prince of Heaven. He then takes 84 births. I enter his body in his last birth. You now have to become pure from impure. It is the Father alone who is the purifier. How can river water purify you? Those rivers also exist in the Golden Age. The water there remains very clean. No rubbish, etc., remains in them. Here there is so much rubbish in them. Baba has seen all of that. He had none of this knowledge at that time. Baba is now amazed at how he thought that water could purify you. The Father explains, "Sweetest children, never become confused about how you can remember the Father. Oh, can you not remember the Father? Those children are born through vice, whereas you children are adopted. How can an adopted child forget the Father from whom he receives an inheritance? You receive unlimited property from the unlimited Father. Therefore, you should not forget him. Do children ever forget their physical fathers? However, here there is opposition from Maya. Maya continues to wage war on you. This whole world is the field of action. A soul enters a body and performs actions here." The Father explains the significance of action, neutral action, and sinful action. Here, in the kingdom of Ravan, actions become sinful. There is no kingdom of Ravan, and their actions are therefore neutral. There are no sinful actions there. These aspects are very easy. Here, in the kingdom of Ravan, actions become sinful. This is why you have to experience punishment for sins. It is not that Ravan is eternal. No, for half a cycle it is the kingdom of Ravan, and for the other half it is the kingdom of Rama. When you were deities, your actions were neutral. All of this is in this knowledge. Now that you have become Baba's children, you also have to study this knowledge. That's all. You should not have any other thoughts of business, etc. However, those who live in households also have to do business, etc. Therefore, the father says, remain like a lotus flower. You are to become like those deities. That symbol has been given to Vishnu because it would not suit you. It suits him. It is that dual form of Vishnu that becomes Lakshmi and Narayan. That is the non-violent, most elevated deity religion. There is no sword of lust there, nor is there any fighting or quarrelling, etc. You are becoming doubly non-violent. You are the masters of the Golden Age. It is called the golden-aged pure world. Both souls and bodies are pure. Who makes your bodies pure? The Father. It is now the Iron Age. You say that the Golden Age has passed. Yesterday, when you ruled, it was the Golden Age. You continue to become knowledgeful. Not everyone can become the same. Accha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Stay in this awareness. I, this soul, am sitting on this immortal throne. You have to go beyond the limited and the unlimited. Therefore, do not allow your intellect to become trapped in anything limited. 2. Maintain the intoxication of receiving unlimited property from your unlimited father. Understand the significance of action, neutral action, and sinful action, and thereby save yourself from performing sinful actions. Remove your intellect from your business, etc., while studying. Blessing. May you tighten your reins of Srimat and thereby control your mind with the awareness of being a master and a child. People of the world say that the mind is like a very fast running horse, but your mind cannot run around here and there because your reins of Srimat are very strong. When your mind and intellect become engaged in looking at side scenes, your reins become loose and so your mind causes mischief. Therefore, when a situation arises or when your mind causes mischief, tighten your reins of Srimat and you will reach your destination. I am a child and a master. With this awareness, you can become one with the right to control your mind. Slogan: constantly have the faith that whatever is happening is good, and that whatever is going to happen will be even better, and you will then remain unshakable and immovable. Om Shanti.